You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, we here at the Money Pit wield a lot of power in calling Edwina back in Florida. We got her out of the pool. All right, Edwina, are you freezing?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm in sunny Florida, so.
You are nice so lucky.
Brag, brag, brag. How can we help you?
Well, my question deals with mold.
Okay.
How does one detect whether or not there is a mold problem? Is there a kit, some product out there? Do you have to start tearing out the walls or what?
Well, do you have any symptoms? What's giving you some indication that you may have a mold problem? Because mold is very common in homes, but it's not always a problem.
Especially in high humidity Florida.
Yeah.
Well, we did recently have a plumbing problem where we had water coming up from between the tiles in a bedroom, and it happens to be the same bedroom that my mother uses, and she has begun having respiratory problems.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So this is good evidence. Now, if you have a single leak like this, and the leak is fixed, and the material, the wall board or the whatever part of the house framing it was that got wet, if that dried out, then it's not a mold problem, because you need a solid, steady moisture source for the mold to really take hold. However, if it's remained damp, then it's possible. This area where the leak came out, was this inside of a wall?
You know, where we detected the leak was actually from around the rim of the drain, where it had the drain grid was adhered to the bottom of the tub.
Okay.
The water was leaking in around and not going down into.
Was it leaking, like, through the floor below or what?
Yes, going down into the floor below and then, I guess, through the wall and into the adjoining bedroom.
There's a ceiling there, obviously, below the below where the tub is.
Right.
Well, listen, if you fix the problem and it's not leaking anymore, it's not an issue. If you think it may still be leaking, then you're going to have to open that ceiling up and make the repair, for one thing. And then while it's open, you could treat all that surface with a bleach solution, and that would kill any mold that's in there. I wouldn't tell you to go on a witch hunt for mold unless you knew that you had a problem. But if your mom is having respiratory issues, and, you know, an interesting thing to note here is whether those issues continue when she's out of the house. Because if your home is sick, quote unquote, if you have a sick house, your issues with respiratory problems happen more so when you're home than when you're away.
Mm-hmm. And you feel markedly better when you're outside of that house.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So those are a couple of things to think about. But if you've had a leak and you're having respiratory problems and you can put those two together, then maybe it's worth opening it up. Because if nothing else, you want to make sure you got that leak fixed.
Well, say that I did strongly feel that I had some problem. Where do I begin to rectify?
Well, you're going to open up the ceiling under where the tub drain is. First of all, you're going to confirm that the tub is not leaking. Most leaks have to be fixed from the bottom, not from the top. So to confirm that it's not leaking, I would open up the ceiling. I would run water full blast from that tub. If it doesn't leak, then I would put the stopper on the tub, and I would fill it up to the overflow. So now the water is going through the overflow. Make sure it's still not leaking. And if it's not leaking with that test, then it's not going to ever leak.
Okay.
That would be the thing to do. And then while you're up, have it open, you could, of course, see if there's any decay or apparent mold in there. And if that's the case, you could treat it with a bleach solution. And that's all you need to do.
Okay, very good. That answers my question. Thank
Terrific.
You very much.
Edwina, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. And we can let Edwina hop back into the pool.
And we can continue to be oh so jealous.
You know, when we have the callers that come from Florida, they always say, well, we're calling from sunny Florida. But Edwina could have said, I'm calling from moldy Florida, which, you know, you get the best of both worlds when you live down in there in that tropical environment. You got to be on your guard for that mold.
I've been down in Florida filming my new show all summer. And as you know, it's pretty hot and sticky down there. I don't know how enjoyable it is, but these residents who live there, they are so lucky to go jumping in that pool. Because when you're doing home improvement out there, it can be a bear.
And that certainly is a great relief. Call us for your home improvement relief. The number is 1-888-MONEY-PIT.